This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, we're going to get to today, my friends, as cowards in the pulpit finally tell on themselves straight from their own mouth. They did a two-year study, Barner Research did, and I'm going to give you their findings. Pretty crazy stuff, friends, pretty crazy. But it's very telling, and again, I told you so. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, we have Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, really quick, now, as I'm highlighting these lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and skeptics, and atheists, and scoffers, I found myself doing a little curiosity concerning my homework, a little curious homework. I was doing homework out of my curiosity. Is that a better way of saying it? Yeah, no, I think it is. In saying that, I went to these communist organizations, these bloggers that the conservatives, for some reason, are so afraid of. I got a question for you, and again, I told you so. What are you running from? What are you so afraid of? I did a little homework, and just to show you the Saul Alinsky tactic, a totalitarian tactic, the methodology concerning the ideologies of those that push the totalitarian method of government, communists for the most part. Interestingly enough, friends, I found on their websites, I went to every one of them, that the conservatives in America just, oh, they just quiver in their, you know, in their boots. They're just so afraid of what they might say about them. They're so afraid of all of them, atheists and skeptics and, you know, those lunatics and weirdos and those homosexuals and those advocates of this criminal administration. You know, the Saul Alinsky tactic has caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of you than there really is. You know what I did, friends? I just to prove my point, I went on some of these websites, and you know what I found? I found out I was exactly right. On one particular case, one website, I'll give you a couple of them, there was 27,000.7 followers. There was 362 people following.
Ooh.
Who gives the message more than the conservatives do of what the left does? I just a question, a serious question. 362 followers. Now do the math, friends. 312 million people. And you have 78 to 80% of those conservatives in the country shaking in their boots because of 362 people. I went to another outlet just to see if I could prove myself wrong. And you know what I found out concerning this one? It's a George Soros outlet. This one had a whole 11,300 followers.
Like a small town?
I think there was less than 200 following.
That's
pretty crazy. Wow. I mean, that's fearful stuff.
You ever driven through a town of 200 people? It's like barely existent compared to the millions
like
of people.
Like Farewell in Minnesota?
Yeah, like millions of people in America, and we're afraid of 200 people and 11,000 people. I mean, these tiny, tiny minorities.
Who spreads their message more than the conservatives do, friends? Nobody does. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to follow us on the Facebook, you can do that as well. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or what you can do is follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Again, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Folks, phone lines will be accessible today. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're showing you our faith by our works, our deeds, because we love 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. And again, friends, that is all extracted, derived from none other than Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, to say all that, to say this, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Steph, could you share us to why that might be the case?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God, and we always want to make sure that we're led by the Spirit. For as the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God in Jesus' name. Now, everyone knows, well, actually, maybe not everyone knows, but if you're a true Christian, if you're a true child of God, you are going to have a difficult road. The Lord never promised that your road as a Christian and your walk as a Christian would be easy, but the Lord promised that He would never leave you nor forsake you. Now, John Calvin had an interesting quote to say about this. Bradley, can you share that with us?
Sure. Whosoever the Lord hath adopted and deemed worthy of His fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life, crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. It is the Heavenly Father's will thus to exercise them, as to put His own children to a definite test, beginning with Christ, His firstborn. He follows this plan with all of His children. John Calvin.
That's exactly right. And this is.
And by the way, for those that did not know, just to liken that and link that back to bring about the correlation, many attribute John Calvin as the founder of American governments.
Yeah.
For those that did not know, just thought I would interject that thought.
Well, those words there are priceless. In fact, if you could share those so I could share those on my Facebook, I'd like to do that. But check out Sons of Liberty Radio, because we'll put that on Facebook right now. But it is such a good point. When you look at a man such as John Bunyan was the man who penned Pilgrim's Progress, which was second only to the Bible in the most selling books of all time.
Yeah.
And you look at how the Lord birthed that out of him. He was sitting in jail as he got the vision and as he wrote down that book for preaching, for doing that which God had called him to do, but man had outlawed. And we need to understand, for those of you who might be going through some trials and tribulations and temptations and persecutions, it's all promised on the Christian road. If you follow the life of Pilgrim's Progress, he had to go up against Apollyon. He had to kind of lose his scroll and go back and find it. You've got hypocrisy. You've got formalists. You've got all these people along the way. You got the atheist who's trying to tell you to turn back. Mockers, scoffers. You got everything on this road. But you know what? That's what we're called to do. We're called to fight the good fight of faith. We're called to put on the full armor of God, as Christian did, as Pilgrim did in Pilgrim's Progress, and fight the good fight of faith. You need to understand, and as Charles Spurgeon said, trials teach us what we are. They dig up the soil. They let us see what we're made of. Sometimes, actually most of the time, when you're going through something, you might not realize why you're going through it. You might not realize, what is the point of this, Lord? What am I trying to learn here? You need to understand that all things usually make sense to us in the end, because God's ways are not our ways.
Well, all things
His thoughts
work
are
together
not
for the good of those that are called according to His purpose.
That's right. And God's thoughts are not our thoughts. So take a little courage. But we need to understand that God does not want some of us. He does not want a portion of us. He does not want half of our hearts to be half His, half in the world. He wants all of us. Now, see,
I'm so glad you're saying this. So I'm going to hold you this.
Please do, because, you know, it's been one of those days where you have to say, Lord, you know, we're just giving it to you in your hands. But you know what? That's a good place to be, because we have to trust in the Lord. It's not good to our flesh, but it's good to the Spirit. I want to tell you a quote that C.S. Lewis, of course, C.S. Lewis wrote Narnia. Many of you are familiar with that, but did you know he was a Christian man?
Don't know a lot about him, but what I have read, I don't know where I'm at with him.
Well,
just thought I'd share.
I'm going to read this quote when we come back, because there's not enough time. It's from Mere Christianity, which C.S. Lewis wrote about giving all you are to Christ.
Okay, now, folks, what we're going to do when we come back, after she shares that with you, we're going to go to the cowards in the pulpit, finally tell on themselves. But folks, I've been saying this for years. Here we go. It's a 2-year study from Barna Research. And again, friends, how telling can it be? But again, that's why you got sonsoflibertymedia.com. And that's why you got Bradley Dean. We're here to tell you before it comes to pass.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice. Because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people. So I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is. And you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Right when we get back from handing it over to Stephanie, we're going to go to Cowards in the Pulpit, finally telling on themselves. But that's what we've always been saying.
All right, now C.S. Lewis, in his book Mere Christianity, many of you know him if you're just tuning in, who wrote Narnia, The Chronicles of Narnia, but this is what he had to say. He said, "Give me all of you. I don't want so much of your time," Christ speaking to us, "so much of your talents and money, and so much of your work, but I want you, all of you. I have not come to torment or frustrate the natural man or woman, but to kill it. No half measures will do. I don't want to only prune a branch here and a branch there. Rather, I want the whole tree out. Hand it over to me, the whole outfit, all of your desires, all of your wants and wishes and dreams. Turn them all over to me. Give yourself to me, and I will make you a new self in my image. Give me yourself, and in exchange, I will give you myself. My will shall become your will. My heart shall become your heart." Now, what is he saying there? He says, I came not to, you know, torment or frustrate the natural man or woman, but to kill it. Is he saying to kill yourself? No, no, no. What Christ is saying is, listen, I don't want you. I don't want Bradley. I don't want Stephanie. I want your old man to be crucified with Christ and have Christ live in you. I want to see my son when I look at you. When we stand before God on Judgment Day, we want the Lord to see Christ in us. And that's how we're justified, is through his blood. So when you're saying, "Lord, I want to give you, you know, portions of me," or, you know, "I do this, you know, on Sunday, but I do this on that," ain't going to fly. That's not going to work. Christ wants all of you. He wants you to surrender everything that you are to him, and then he'll in exchange give himself to you. C.S. Lewis, Mere Christianity, great quote.
It is a great quote. "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." D.L. Moody rightly stated, to piggyback what you're saying with C.S. Lewis, is that the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself. It teaches absolutely nothing. John 12:25. And the fact of the matter is, we're to live unto Christ. We're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Most people miss it right there, and that's why they don't understand the power of God unto salvation, the regeneration, and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which is found in the book of Titus. That's why. So anyway, saying that, let's go over to headline news really quick, and then we're going to get over to this topic. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, headline news, Bradley Dean, tyrants inevitably reap what they sow. It starts out with Mussolini saying that, God, if you're there, strike me dead. I got some pictures posted right now that will show you how God responded in time. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Back to school. They are teaching what in public school? Friends, back to school again. The Muslim Trojan horse. It's just the beginning. We still have time to right the wrongs. Headline news, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. California moves to revoke license of mentally impaired abortionist Gary Prochaska. Now, what's interesting about these guys over at Operation Rescue is almost on a daily basis, we're posting victories concerning those that are throwing in. These people are responsible for finding infractions, getting these abortion doctors thrown in jail, their license revoked, and or their clinics shut down completely. So check it out, Sons of Liberty Media. Now, in the meantime, friends, what I'd like to do is get over to Cowards in the Pulpit, finally telling themselves. It's from a friend, Tim Brown, and he just wrote this morning. Again, it's posted on Sons of Liberty Media. And if you're wondering why there are not more leaders and preachers in America like the Black Robed Regiment, then you need look no further for a two-year study conducted by none other than George Barna. Barna revealed that the results of the study earlier this month and revealed that while a majority of them claim, the church leaders, they believe the Bible provided specific answers to the issues that America faces, they will not speak out on those issues from the pulpit. Well, why? Well, what we're finding is that when we ask them about all the key issues concerning church leaders, friends, of the day, 90% of them are telling us, yes, the Bible speaks to every one of these issues when explained. Then when we ask them, well, you're teaching your people what the Bible says about those issues, question mark, and the numbers drop to less than 10% of church leaders will say they speak to the issues concerning that which faces America today. Barna explained that the vast majority of all church leaders said that they determined whether a church was successful or not based on five things, okay? Attendance, giving, number of programs, number of staff, and square footage.
Wow.
That's what matters.
I don't see that in the Bible.
No. Barna explained, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Who warned more of covetousness more than Jesus Christ?
I mean, can you understand?
Doesn't the Bible tell us in the book of Timothy, those that preach gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself? Yes, it does.
Can you imagine if Jesus sat down with his disciples and said, listen, brothers, we're going to value how successful we are in our preaching if we've got programs and lots of staff and make sure that we've got, you know, all these attendance things up and so on and so forth. It's absolutely ridiculous when you think Christ saying that.
Barna, through his findings, explained that the vast majority of church leaders said that they determined whether a church was successful or not based on five things. Attendance, number one, appeasers, friends. Giving, number two, number of programs, number three, number of staff, number four, and square footage. Okay? I find that it's good to have less concerning staff than have more. And I'll tell you why. Here, let me parallel it to this. It's a good thing Moses didn't take a poll before he actually led the children of Israel across to the promised land. Because if he had to sit down and try to talk everybody into what God had told him, it would have never happened. Let me go on. Barna goes on and says, what I'm suggesting is those leaders won't probably get involved in politics because it's very controversial. Controversy keeps coming from being in the seats. Controversy keeps people from giving money, from attending programs, Barna said. Wow. Does that sound anything like what you read in the Old or New Testaments? And yes, the church existed in the Old Testament too, Acts 7:38. Now, the true mark of a successful biblical church is, are they teaching and preaching and living in obedience to the Word of God? Because it has nothing to do with numbers. Just ask the prophets and the apostles. Just take a look at any of the old prophets of the Old Testament. Would Noah or Jeremiah have been considered successful by these standards? Well, How about the Son of God himself? Would Jesus have been considered successful by these standards? Yet he is the one that builds the church, yet the people are the church, might I add. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that it was Jesus in the book of John that said to those multitude that were following him, as he continuously broke down the rank and broke down the numbers, he was the one that said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, that you'll have no partaking with me. And then he looks over to his apostles, namely Peter in this particular situation in John 6. And he said to Peter, will you also go after the multitudes left? Because they said, this is a hard saying. And guess what Peter said? Peter said, to whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of life. He understood, probably not to his natural mind, but spiritually he understood the anointing of God. I go on. These men that I speak of, friends, are not those who care for the sheep, but rather fleece the sheep for their own self-aggrandizement. They love money and the approval of men rather than the fear of God and seek to glorify God in him only. They know the truth, but they fail to feed the people of God that God has entrusted them to feed. They are building their own little kingdoms upon the earth rather than seeking after the kingdom of God and of his Christ. This indicates several things about them. They are hirelings. John 10:12. Might I just add that when you look in Scripture, the shepherd was to ward off the wolves, not to open the door to the wolves like you're seeing today. They don't love the people of their congregations, Ephesians 4:15 and John 10:13, because if they did, they would warn them to flee from the wrath to come, and they would also protect their flock. They don't love God, John 21:15-17, because if they did, they would obey him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God first and then love his children. And they don't honor God, Romans 1:21, because if they did, they would bear the cross. And it's the cross that is null and void in these particular situations across the land coming from the pulpits. Now, in addressing this cowardice of America's pulpits and the corruption of politicians, Gordon Runyon said, he said, politics is dirty, dirty business. Thus, I'm told, good, clean Christians ought to stay out of it. But maybe the reason it's dirty business and full of every kind of corruption is because those who are meant to be salt and light in the world have voluntarily left the field. Right on. The Christian landscape in America is fair teaming, my Todd to Tolkien, with egotistic entrepreneurs masquerading as ministers, building their own kingdoms on the backs of the well-meaning dupes who continue to fill their coffers in every sense of the word. And since one key to business success is to appeal to the widest possible marketplace, then posturing prosperity poofers shy away from speaking about anything that might snuff of controversy. If they start talking about the strange brew of Islamo-fascism and race-baiting communism that animates the President of the United States, that may not be good for business, but they wind up preaching in the same sort of tiny congregation that we're to serve. I'm going to come back and I'm going to continuously talk about the findings of George Barna concerning the professed church, and namely what's coming out from these hirelings, and namely, again, might I add, let me heighten that just a little bit, what's not coming out of these hirelings. And how do you know a sheep from a goat? By what they preach and by what they don't preach, friends. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Liberty. Friends, we're talking about cowards in the pulpit finally telling themselves on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, written by Tim Brown. And interestingly enough, we've just been going down through this. I mean, just looking at the specificity of what's taking place, friends, I mean, we could get into much more detail as to what we're even reading here, but it's a great outline just to show you that this is, friends, this is purpose. And I'll tell you, it's purpose through cowardice. And let me just go on here, because we go over to a guy named Chuck Baldwin, who wrote an article recently called Odds Are That Your Pastor Is Keeping the Truth From You Instead of Preaching It, in which he said that statistics Barna provided caught him off guard. But is the question here, is anyone really surprised? Because I'm not. Because, again, what we're dealing with in society today, friends, is the very topics that the church leaves off. If the 300,000 pulpits in America were preaching out against the sins of homosexuality and criminal conduct in our government, do you think that we would be where we're at today? No, we wouldn't. As a matter of fact, we could even get all the atheists moved back over to their home country, their homeland, into the Soviet Union. And that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? But going on to prove my point here again, Chuck Baldwin said that we are not dealing with ignorant leaders. We are dealing with deliberately disobedient leaders. They are purposely choosing to remain silent. And what that makes any difference to Christians in the pews who say that they want their leader to take a stand but are willing to overlook their ignorance, because that's really what it comes down to. But I would say probably not, putting an exclamation to that answer. But at least we know that when the real issue is and what the real issues are, we can say that we do know. But I also want to say this, just to the populace. It's not just the church leaders from the pulpit that are responsible to know the Word of God. The people at large in this country, namely the 78 percentile that profess their Christianity, should know the Word of God too. And if they're going to a church, let me say it this way. If they know the Word of God and they know that their leader of their church preaching from the pulpit every Wednesday and Sunday, if that's the days that you're there, is withholding what he should be preaching, then I got a question for you. Why are you going to that church in the first place? That's ridiculous. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. Is anyone else seeing this besides me? Because I think the writing is all over the wall, friends. And here again, here we are today. You know, I just want to go right over to the end of the article here. It says, as for these pastors, repentance is the solution for them as well. Jim goes on, I've often pointed out to people that the Apostle John lists cowards first among those who will have their part in the lake of fire, Revelations 21:8. And keep in mind, as long as you follow the leader and you wonder why you're in the ditch, well, Jesus is the one that said, hey, let the blind lead the blind, they'll all end up in the ditch. That's where they're at. And that's why America's in the ditch right now, because of who we've tolerated to lead the church. It's not the apostle, it's not the prophet, and it's not the teacher. And that's who's appointed to be there, 1 Corinthians 12:28. And these are the ones that are rejected by the church. Let me tell you firsthand. And I also want to add this too, friends. Bradley, why are you so adamant? Why are you so adamant about calling out the hypocrisy? Let me ask you the question. Why are you not? If you agree with the Word of God, why are you not calling out the hypocrisy and righting the wrongs by the grace that God has bestowed upon us? I'll tell you what, when I talk about going to public schools and doing the things that we do across the country, it's because I see that the younger generation is being protected from nothing, but they're subjected to everything. And I've shared with you in the past, friends, how when we did a particular school in Pensacola, Florida, there was five churches around that particular school. They were trying to figure out why they were told from the pulpit how much they were loved by God and them and their parents. Yet it's them that leave off what's being taught in public schools. As a matter of fact, it's the parents that are dropping the kids off at the school gates to be indoctrinated illegally in the first place. Where is the love, professed church? I have the question, and I've always wanted to know, where is the love? Where is the love, professed church? Because it's in action, not in word. And by the way, that is my scripture that I end the radio program with on a daily basis. 1 John 3:18, we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. By this our hearts are assured before Him. By what we do, not by what we say.
You know, it's just so true all the way around the boards. When you look at the pastors in the pulpits and you look at even kids in public schools. I remember we were having dinner with a couple not too long ago, and, you know, she was talking about her pastor and he's a teacher. But she said, you know, I was having some problems because she said, finish the job. Basically, talk about the issues that need to be talked about. Address those things from the pulpit that we find going on in our society today, such as homosexuality.
Yeah, wait. That's right. Those are moral issues. That's right. But isn't it interesting when the people look to politics and see the corruption in politics, you see these hirelings back off and say, oh, we have nothing to do with politics. Oh, no, we already know that. But what? You are commanded to be the salt of the earth.
Yeah.
You are commanded to be the light. You are the moral compass of society. You are derelict of duty. And that's really what it comes down to. And again, friends, the writing is on the wall. I'm starting to get some backup. Now, 12 years later, for calling out these hirelings, these whores, for what they're not, but they're so willing to accept everybody's financial support, aren't they, friends? They're so willing to put the smile on their face and betray the congregations at the same time, aren't they? That's exactly what these people are. And I'm telling you, I want to go back to what I said earlier. Bradley, why are you so adamant? Because I have suffered for years of not knowing what the truth was. My conscience, my heart knew what was right and what was wrong, but I could never put anything to my spiritual heart to understand what was right and what was wrong. For example, I never knew what fornication was. Fornication is sex before marriage. I never knew what adultery was. That's having an adulterated relationship between you if you're married with another individual. And it's also in scriptural context. You know, friendship with the world is enmity with God. You saying you're one of His and then loving the world. Read 1 John 2 when you get some time. And James 4:4 when you get some time. I have suffered under the professed curse. And I want to tell you this. Since I have been in ministry, my opposition has been the very people that we're calling out that are not doing their duty in the first place. They have been my opposition. Friends, they're right there to bring a bucket of water to pour it on the fire that's lit for the kingdom's purposes. These people do not want good news. These people do not want to know that we can overcome. They know nothing of it, friends. They know nothing of grace. They talk about mercy and love in a false sense continuously. Mm-hmm. And this is what the American people have fallen to over the last how many years? But it sickens to me to the core. And I want to say this. It offends me to no end as to what we're seeing in this country through the professed church. No doubt about it. And their friends, again, personal experience. I can raise up one hand and tell you how many people, after 20 years of ministry, that on a national level, I can say that they're the real deal. Less than one hand. As a matter of fact, about three of them. The higher I go, friends, the more I see what the problem is. The higher I go, the more I see what the problems are in this country. Folks, these are not Bible teachers. And it's time for Christians to acknowledge that these ministers are not leaders. They are CEOs. Or let me say it this way. If they do have a call, I've seen this too. They're out of their calling. They're acting as a pastor when they're apostolic. They're acting as a teacher when they're prophetic. They're acting as something that they shouldn't be a part of because it's not the anointing that they have in their life in the first place. And it's time for real Christians to be honest with yourselves. Do you want a leader who desires to be faithful to the scriptures? Or do you want a leader who is simply trying to be successful? And again, I can make the distinction and tell you which ones I'm talking about. The one that is faithful to scripture, I'll tell you what, he's not going to have many people around him. Just like the generals of God said, the closer you walk with God, the lonelier you are. Why? Because you're faithful to him. You're faithful to Christ and to his purposes. You're not faithful to any sect or denomination or any group of people. Folks, this isn't a click club. We're talking about eternity here. This is forever. And we have the time now to right the wrongs, not only in the natural, but also in the spiritual. But we can't correct what's in the natural until we first correct what's in the spiritual. So we need to ask for more grace. Lord, open our eyes that we might see. Try my heart. Try my reins, Lord. Because I desire that I might not offend you. That I might walk in the light of thy countenance and all that we're called to do here in Jesus' name. Because we only have but a short time. Life is but a vapor. Just had a friend the other day say to me, Bradley, you know, it's amazing to me. Just talking to me, he's out in Arizona. He goes, I'm this old now. I've been married this many years now. And I kind of chuckled and I said, Whoa. I said, dude, really? And I was having fun with him, but I was serious. He said, yeah, and I think it kind of took him back a little bit. I said, you know what, my friend? I said, you can talk to a man 70 or 80 years old, and even Stephanie's grandma, who's in her 90s now, and you can ask her what it was like when she was a little kid. She'll say it was just like yesterday. Life is but a vapor, friends. We're going to be standing before our Father with either a smile on our face or a terror-stricken look on her face. Because the Lord's going to say, do you remember that one time you were listening to the Sons of Liberty? And Bradley said, well, guess what? I was using the mouth of an ass to say forth what I wanted to say forth. Friends, we have the time. You know how I say we have the freedom to do the right thing? Well, it's the same thing in spiritual matters. We have been given today because of God's mercy to right the wrongs, and it's time for us to get right, and it's time for us to also impeach those in the pulpit that don't want to preach the Word of God, because they are the problem. They are the problem. We're going to take a quick break real quick, and then we're going to take some phone calls. Again, phones are open, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we have been talking about cowards in the pulpit finally telling themselves, and oh, I'm telling you what, they've got a lot of people around them right now helping them along. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela with OperationJerichoProject.com. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. He also reveals evidence of the anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community. And then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio and Operation Jericho Project in our mission to rescue our children from the government system. And let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, everyone. You know, we're talking about these pulpits and these pastors, and we're talking about how basically their job is to slay sin. Their job as pastors, as shepherds over their flock, is to make sure that they're guarding their flock, fighting off the wolves, and giving their flock the truth. You know, when you were talking earlier, Bradley, I was thinking about the fact of, you know, you have coaches in America. When they have a losing record,
yeah,
people get rid of the coaches.
Right away.
The proof is in the pudding. To me, the fruit is so easy, as the plain to see as the nose on your face.
But for some reason, the coaches that lead the professed church in America, they've been losing for the last 60 years, and for some reason,
yeah,
it's acceptable. And then all of a sudden, criminals and corruption in government, man, they just adore these guys.
Yeah, as you said, you know, before we've talked about many times, John Adams was the one who said that the church is the moral compass of society.
Yeah.
If the church was doing their job and knocking it out of the park and doing what they're supposed to be doing as the leaders, the spiritual leaders of a nation, why would we have abortion and homosexuality and
everything
all this
God hates
and crime? And, yeah, obviously.
Everything God hates,
right,
is now permissible, and now the professed church is saying they want no part with politics, when in fact that corruption is due to
that's
the fact that they
have not had part in
exactly
politics.
Right. We got John Lewis calling out of California. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you doing, Brad?
I'm just doing 15,000 things at the same time, my friend, but we're here. Thank you. How are you?
I know it's rough. I'm feeling your pain. I was listening and heard you talk about Pastor Baldwin's article there he's trying to set up churches that are 501c3 free across the country. He's got a project going there. Just to let people know. I didn't want to push that too much. But what I mainly want to talk to was Jethro, Moses' father-in-law. He gave him instructions through the Word of God on how to set up government, how to take care of the flock. I mean, there, you know, millions of people there for Moses, and he was basically just one judge. Jethro told him how to set it up, and the Constitution was set up based on those exact precepts.
Yep. That's a great point.
I can give you the exact quote. Exodus 18:21 says, "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and the place such over to them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, and rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens." You're exactly right on the money.
And notice what the instruction was, too. It says, "Men that fear God, hating covetousness. So because we have men in politics today that do not fear God, that love to take, they yep. you know, they want, they're covetous to the max. That's why we have the situation in America today. Yep. I mean, it's plain to see.
So the men of truth is the other one. It's another primary, quality of the leadership. I don't know how many guys can we, you know, maybe you can put on one hand the number of men that actually tell the truth. It follows the 78% from Barna that are professed Christians. I think professed is the key word there, and it's sad enough to almost make me come to tears, because the Lord did say, Jesus did say, narrow is the path, you know, to the kingdom. So, you know, we've got a whole lot of people saying they're Christians, but when you look at the way they behave, it's like,
in works they deny him.
I can't see it.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, the Lord said, and that is an excellent point. He said, men of truth. What do people complain about now all the time is that politicians, what do? They don't tell the truth. They lie to us.
No, and that's exactly right. John, I thank you for your time. Due to the fact that we're in our last segment again, I got to take this. And again, thank you very much. Now, Scripture tells us that they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. They're abominable. They're disobedient. And unto every good work, they're reprobate. Reprobate means without judgment, and the hand of God is no longer on them. If you wonder why the church, the professed church in America, is capitulating, because it has no longer the Spirit of God upon them. I'm not saying God has forsaken his church. No, he's all about the work of the church, the people, but those that profess themselves to be Christians, those that profess themselves to be the church in America, and you don't see the fruit hanging from their tree, those are the people that I'm talking about. And again, friends, here we are in America trying to figure out what's going on. And again, it's time to bring back the black-robed regiment is what we need. And I want to encourage everybody here, too, as well, that the church is rising. There are people across the boards that are fed up with what they see in the professed church in America. They're fed up with it. I hear it all across the country. As much as I hear it in politics, it always goes back to people, and I think they do it inadvertently. They say, but you know, we go to this church and this is what it's like. Well, then I ask them the question, well, why do you go to that church? And then I have to tell them, they're corrupt. The politics are corrupt because of the churches like yours that you go to. I don't understand people. I don't. And for the life of me, I really don't. I've never been a part of that room. Everything seems to be black and white in my life. One of the things I wanted to say about John, too, our friend from California there, is the fact that who is the truth? Jesus Christ is the truth. Yep. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And if we understand that, and if we really love him, it's not going to be a hard thing for us to love on Christ in obedience. It really isn't. And if you love the truth, you're always going to go to the truth. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sins. So there it is. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth his commandments, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. Okay? He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Folks, 1 John is one of my favorite books, so it's just flowing out of me right now. But in saying that, this is why we are where we're at today. And again, it starts not just first with politics, friends. It doesn't just first start with the church. It starts first with ourselves before us and a just and a holy God. And when we repent before a just and a holy God, let that law,
which again, by the law, is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. And what that law does is it drives you to the foot of the cross where you put your faith, where it can do no more, and then you put your faith in Jesus Christ and believe on him who died for your sins.
You know, and we have to make sure that we remember, too, that there are imposters. I know Catherine Booth, one of the founders of the Salvation Army, she talks about how as Christians, we have to be faithful witnesses of Christ. There are so many people that profess their Christianity, as the Bible talks about, but in works they deny him. So we need to make sure we keep those things into consideration. Just because there's hypocrites out there doesn't justify you for not
remember
living
that,
a Christ-like life.
Remember that evangelist one time said from his pulpit,
I'd rather go to
Lowell Lundstrom
Lundstrom, he said, I'd rather go to church with a bunch of hypocrites than go to hell with them.
That's exactly right.
And for those of you that say, listen, wow, this is such a great show. As Bradley mentioned, everything's black and white. You know, I was just watching an interview of someone being interviewed and going through the Ten Commandments last night.
You were just watching an interview of
someone being
interviewed.
Yeah, I was. I was watching an interview of someone being interviewed.
Yes.
And, you know, the person was taking them through the Ten Commandments. He's like, well, you know, I see that the way that your God that you're talking about is very black and white. Yes, God is black and white. It's life or death, blessing or cursing. He says, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. So when you're getting the message from the Sons of Liberty, it's a black and white message. If you look at our website, it's black and white with a little red in there, a mixture of the blood. If you look at Bradley Dean, literally, if you're watching live stream, you'll see him wear most of the time black and white, black and white, black and white.
Oh, that must be satanic.
Yeah, I know. Right? Very dark over there. Yeah. But the point is God is a black and white God, and you're going to hear the truth black and white here, and I think that's why the Sons of Liberty is so refreshing to many people, is because they're sick and tired of the sugar-coated gospel, they're sick and tired of the gray, they're sick and tired of the politically correct. Listen,
they're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah. You're not going to get politically correct here. You're going to get the truth here. And those of you that say, listen, I want to support what you guys are doing because it's a breath of fresh air, and I hardly hear anybody out there talking like this, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the donate button in the stars and stripes. You know, it's a cliche thing to say, but we literally cannot do what we do without your support. For those of you who already financially support us, we want to say thank you. Sincerely, we've got people that faithfully give, and we know what it means to sacrifice of your finances to support someone else. Thank you so much for helping us to be able to bring the cause of liberty and the cause of Christ and truth to this nation.
Well, with some of that support, what did you just recently do, Stephanie, for those that may have missed the last week's show?
Yeah, for what we just did, actually, because of one of our faithful supporters, we sent a copy of the book entitled For the Children. It's a book exposing the evils of abortion, Planned Parenthood. I mean, it really is a book that's eye-opening and enlightening of the truth to every member of Congress in America. That means Harry Reid. We're talking all these different people that people talk about.
Do you think he can read, though?
I hope so. I mean, he is in Congress, but I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, it's funny. I should say it's not funny. But when we send these letters out to people, we make sure that they're getting the truth. And we also sent this copy of the book, For the Children, to every member of our state legislature in our home state of Minnesota. So we are really getting that word out there. But, again, we can't do it without your support. Also, you can go and scroll down a little bit further on the page, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and become a son or daughter of liberty, where you financially give what you can every month. We've got great products, music, CDs, tapes, you name it. And for those of you that are looking for a good media source where you're getting the truth, where you're getting hope, and where you feel like you're empowered to do something, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll be refreshed.
All God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they reckoned God was on their part.
Amen.
Hudson Taylor. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.